My name is Rob Davis. I'm the pastor of the Bible Church of Cabot in Cabot, Arkansas. And during the coronavirus epidemic in 2020, Bible Church of Cabot's elders decided on March 16th to suspend our corporate gatherings. This was in line with guidance from our governor and matched the practice of most other churches in the U.S. and across the globe. I'm recording this on April 29th, and we are approaching our seventh consecutive Sunday without meeting together in person for corporate worship. We have been gathering via the video conferencing app Zoom for fellowship, scripture study, small group discussions, and prayer, but it is not corporate worship. We are making plans for possibly reopening for corporate worship with all of the social distancing and protective guidelines in place sometime in the next couple of weeks. We are hopeful and we are longing. A couple of days after making the decision to suspend our gatherings, I wrote an email entitled, "Don't Waste Your Isolation," in which I linked to 15 readings, actually chapters of books, made available for free from Westminster Theological Seminary Bookstore. They were designed to encourage both reading and steadfastness during this season. I decided to continue this series on a daily basis, excluding Sundays, in an effort to encourage, equip, and challenge our body of believers to use the time of our isolation in a way that glorified God and assisted in our sanctification. Some of our people had more time on their hands and some less. Some began working from home full-time and some were still venturing out to work. Kids who had not been schooling online were now online to finish their classes. Some were in at-risk categories and some were not. We were all in different circumstances, but most were different or more risky or busy in some way or another. I wrote each day with the email scheduled to go out early the next morning, and then we have posted them to our church Facebook page. We have not been recording them for posting to our sermon audio page, but today we start, if for nothing else, to have a record of them for the future. We think they can be helpful still today as the pandemic continues, but also for any time of prolonged suffering or separation in the future. Today, I will write episode 38. We are not sure how much longer we will be separated from each other, but I intend to write until we gather.